Welcome to the Deep Dive. We take the sources you share, cut through the noise, and, well, get straight to what really matters. This time, it's a deep dive tailored just for you, focusing on a theme that signals some pretty big changes. We're looking at where market compensation meets participant roles, and it boils down to this really potent phrase: independent buyers navigate evolving commission landscape. So our mission isn't just, you know, defining the words. It's about understanding the stakes hidden just beneath the surface. Because when a landscape is evolving, stability is pretty much out the window, right? Everyone needs to adapt and fast.
Right. And what's fascinating, I think, is that the phrase itself, it almost acts like a warning signal.
Yeah.
It suggests that the old way of doing things, the standard commission model, is under, well, probably significant pressure, maybe legal, maybe regulatory. And for these independent players, this isn't just theory. It's about potentially rebuilding their whole business model.
Mm-hmm.
If you connect it to the bigger picture, it feels like a shift away from those, you know, legacy fixed percentage fees towards something else.
Yeah.
We're going to try and give you a framework to understand that transition, a shortcut maybe to grasping this new reality.
Okay, let's unpack that core concept then, starting with the first couple of elements: independent buyers and commissions. Now, we'll assume you have a basic idea of these terms, so let's focus on the, let's say, the risk tied up in their relationship. Independent buyers, who are they, really? They're defined by their autonomy, aren't they? They operate outside the big institutions. They're the entrepreneurs, the specialists, often high-risk, high-reward types. Agility is their strength, but exposure is their weakness.
Exactly. And that exposure is directly linked to commissions. That's their survival mechanism, fundamentally. For an independent operator, pay is totally performance-based. Results get rewarded, not just time spent. And that structure works brilliantly when commission rates, who pays, all that stuff is predictable, standardized.
Right. Makes sense.
But introduce volatility. When the whole structure of who pays who and how much gets questioned, that high-risk, high-reward model, well, it starts looking just plain high-risk. The stress point is where that standardized, transaction-based pay meets a market that's getting more specialized, more competitive.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting, I think. The evolution, the evolving landscape.
Mm-hmm.
The source material points to a major shift happening, and it seems driven by this idea of unbundling services. We can sort of infer that the pressure is challenging that old model, you know, where one commission, often seller paid, covered everything for everyone. This evolution seems to imply a move toward maybe more transparency, separating advisory fees from the transaction payment.
That inference is spot on. It's critical. This evolution means that foundational commission structure, the one that rewarded volume and, you know, standardization,
right,
it's kind of collapsing under its own weight. Demands for fiduciary duty, clearer pricing, it's changing everything.
Yeah.
Practically speaking, it likely signals the end of that traditional fixed percentage model that independent buyers use for predictable income.
So it's not just tweaking the percentages, it's a whole different way of getting paid.
Yes, exactly. We're seeing a really rapid move towards alternative fee structures.
Yeah.
Instead of just a slice of the deal, independent buyers are now being pushed to, well, justify and charge for their advice directly. Think retainer fees, maybe flat fee consulting, or even hourly charges. Pay tied to expertise, not just closing the deal.
Okay, but that changes everything about what the independent buyer offers, doesn't it? It's not just about making the transaction happen anymore. It's about selling their specific knowledge. But isn't the difficulty here, I mean, don't these independent players often rely on relationships built on that old percentage model? If they suddenly have to redefine their value like that, aren't they maybe too slow compared to a big firm that can just absorb restructuring costs?
That's a really important question about speed and scale.
Yeah.
Yes, large firms can push through big changes, sure. But the independent buyer, they have the advantage of specialization. Their agility isn't about changing bureaucracy. It's about quickly pivoting their individual pitch. The ones who are surviving this, they're not trying to replicate the old commission. They're aggressively repositioning, becoming niche consultants.
Ah, okay. So it's less about institutional change and more about individual adaptation.
Precisely. And the ability to navigate this transition, like this source says, it hinges entirely on re-engineering their value. The market's demanding. They shift from just being, you know, agents executing a deal to providers of high-value, defensible advice.
That navigation piece really is the key operational challenge then. It means the independent buyer can't just say, accept a lower commission. They have to actively chart a new course, implement new tools even. They have to get really good at managing client expectations about fees that are now out in the open, maybe paid directly by the buyer, not hidden in a seller's commission.
Exactly.
Which means a total overhaul of their marketing, right? They can't just rely on having market access. They need to prove their advice is worth paying for directly, whether that's a retainer or a success fee based on something totally separate from the transaction cost itself.
You've got it. When that transactional fee model becomes unstable, the only real anchor is stable, specialized knowledge. Successful navigation means shifting from being a volume player, you know, profiting from standard fees across many deals, to being a precision player, someone who charges a premium for highly personalized service.
And the risk if they don't.
Well, the risk is obsolescence, frankly. Independent buyers who resist this, who can't justify their fees, or who just keep hoping the old commission standard comes back, they're going to find themselves without a viable business model. The market just won't support that old equilibrium anymore.
So if we connect this back to the bigger picture, this evolution seems to be forcing independent buyers into maybe two camps. You've got the innovators embracing this flat fee consulting model, using tech to prove their worth. And then you have others who maybe they lack the capital or they're resistant to change. They're clinging to the edges of the old system, hoping things go back to normal.
That's a fair assessment.
Yeah.
The challenge of navigation really is managing that risk exposure strategically.
Mm-hmm.
Which camp do you fall into? How do you make the leap?
Right.
And that shift, it profoundly impacts the whole ecosystem. You know,
yeah.
When key independent players have to change how they're paid, it ripples through pricing, negotiations, market transparency, everything.
Mm-hmm.
For you, listening, understanding this navigation means understanding who holds the power in deals now. It's shifting fast. It's moving towards the party that can clearly define and charge for their value.
Okay, so let's recap what we've unpacked here today. We started with that core idea. Independent buyers navigate evolving commission landscape. We saw the shift is pushed by demands for transparency, unbundling services. We talked about independent buyers, how their autonomy makes them both vulnerable and potentially adding enough to pivot.
Yeah.
Moving from relying on standard volume-based commissions to needing a specialized expertise-driven fee structure.
Mm-hmm. And the central challenge, as the source highlights, is that need for strategic navigation. It demands these independent actors move quickly, redefine their services, not just passively accept market changes, but actively charge for specialized advice and fiduciary certainty in this really fluid new environment.
So what does this all boil down to? It means the game has changed fundamentally. It's less about maximizing deal volume, more about maximizing the quality and defensibility of the advice you provide. The winners, they'll be ones who master the consultative sale, not just the transactional one. All right, here's a final thought for you to mull over. If today's regulatory and legal pressures are driving this shift towards transparency and specialized fees, what happens when AI tools get good enough to automate, say, 80% of the actual transaction execution? Will independent buyers then have to rely exclusively on purely intangible value? Things like, you know, empathy, negotiation skills, local political insights. Will that justify a consulting fee? Or will managing that remaining 20% of the process still command a premium? Definitely something to consider as this market evolution keeps accelerating. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the ripples of market change. We'll see you next time.